10 weeks we worked on Hakaras HaToiv, climaxing with our Kesher, with Bari Olam, with Sheva, Chayda, and the Gibel Rishonis and the Gibel Achronis, the Shmona Esrei. And now we're coming to a much more heavy sugya, a sugya that I have a certain ra'ada, a certain fear of talking about. However, these are the nisyonis of the times. We know this is a zman called Shoivavim, a zman that even in the Litvish yeshivas, the Altar of Kelm spoke about these things, and Rav Yeruchim spoke about these things, in Yonim of Kedusha, in Yonim of trying to be, stay away from bad things, issues that have to do with Shmir Seinayim, inappropriate music, Nibble Peh, heavy, heavy topics. You should just have Siyata Dishmai. Well, nice, I thought it would be good to just continue from Tefillah. The last place we left off was Ata Kadosh, the third of the three brachas. Ata Kadosh, Vishimcha Kadosh, Ukdoshim, Bechol Yom Yalucha Sela. Hashem is Kadosh. His name is Kadosh. And Kedoshim are Mahal Hashem. Who are these Kedoshim? Who are these Kedoshim? So you'll find the Ribar Yakar and other Mefarshim talk about Malachim, talk about Tzadikim in Shamayim down here. But the Abu Dram, who's from the most formidable of the Mefarshim of the Siddur, Chachmei Svarad, says, who are the Kedoshim? Klal Yisrael. Ata Kadosh Vishimcha Kadosh Ukdoshim Bechol Yom Yalucha Sela. Who are the Kedoshim? Us, because there's a mitzvah of Kedoshim to you. We are the Kedoshim. Hashem is Kadosh, and we're Kadosh. What does Kadosh mean? Kadosh always means separate. Nivdal. Hekdesh is something that's designated for the Beis HaMikdash, and you can even have the word used in a funny way, which is something that's designated for bad. A Zayna is called a Kedesha, because she's Miyuchad Liznus. Ata Kadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh, is Nivdal from all the things that are Matame in the world, and we are Kadosh, and we have the Kesher to be Mahalal Hashem. The only reason we can be Mahalal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because we shtim with Bairi Olam. We have a connection with Him because He's Kadosh and we're Kadosh. It's a match made in heaven. That Kedusha is what allows us to be Mahalal Bairi Olam. The Goyim can't relate to the Kedusha of Hashem. They have nothing to be Mahalal about. But Ata Kadosh, Ushimcha Kadosh, Ukdoshim B'chol Yom Yul Gasela, because we're Kadosh, we can be Mahalo. We can have a Shaykhaz with Bari Eilu. And we're going to discuss the Inyanim of Kedusha. And the Inyan of Kedusha, it's not so clear. There's a mitzvah of Kedoshim to you. Rashi already surprises us. Rashi, in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, tells us something. The Ramban is Chaylik. But Rashi says, Kedoshim to you, Havu prushim min arayis. Stay away from arayis. Umin avera. Shekol makom shata moitzi geder erva. Whenever you find a move to stay away from erva, from arayis, atom moitzi kedusha. You find kedusha. You find holiness. Rav Yeruchim in Das Torah is matmiya on Rashi. He says, where do we find that staying away from something that you're not allowed to do anyway makes you a Kaddish? He says, we don't find that people who don't steal are called Kaddish. We don't find that people who don't speak Lashon Hara are Kaddish. Just because they don't do something bad. Over here it's Mavur and Rashi. That someone who stays away from Arayas is called Kaddish. Why? Why? We have to do that anyway. Kaddish is something that's a higher madrega, that's above. And the Pshat Rabbi Yeruchim says, it's pashat. There are certain things in life that you're not supposed to do. There are certain things you don't do them, fine. But there are certain things that, there are things that we really struggle with, our very essence. There's a premium stick in Nisayan in these areas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Nisayan in these areas. It somehow feels like a koyach hatumah that's not like any other thing. As I once heard from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro, we don't find that anyone has dreams about chalent. Even though chalent's geshmak, food's great, we all have taivas achila, we don't find obsessions. Okay, maybe you guys will argue with me about that one. I can't help you. But l'maisa, If you're hungry, fine, and it's a fast day, but on a regular day, it's not happening. It's not happening. But there's a certain Nisayan Pnimi over here. Something part of our very essence, which grabs us. And this is why the Western world is totally manipulating this. A hundred years ago, you could buy cereal, Kellogg's cornflakes. You look, there's like a turkey on the thing. It's very, a rooster. It's a harmless cereal, right? You buy something, it says what it is. Potatoes, fine, you buy your potatoes, this. Today, everything is arayas. Kibalti mi raboisai, I like to say kibalti mi raboisai whenever I've heard something from them. Kibalti mi raboisai, that you can't buy a washing machine today without znus. You can't look at a cereal box without znus. The cartoons are all znus, raboisai. They want the father to enjoy himself while he's taking his daughter to who knows what. Rachmana litzlan. And this is all with a chachma to get the most pnimiyistika rutzen of taiva and totally manipulate it. Kolpina vipina, every place you turn, there's arayas. And if a person can overcome this, can be mitire themselves from this thing, they are truly kadosh, they're big. And it's a tremendous nisayan. I remember once walking, being makbid in Manhattan, to walk looking down in my Dalet Amos. Oy vavoy, what I saw on the floor. Oy vavoy. I was saying, what is the Eitzah? And everyone who tries and works, we're going to be tachlis here. We're going to take no prisoners. But we have to know we're all Kaddish. Anyone who's in the ring, who's trying to work on these inyanim, is already starting to be machnis themselves into the inyan of Kedusha. So how do we become Kaddish? So the truth is, there's a term that always comes with Kedusha. Kedusha v'taira. It comes up always, throughout different cases. But Rambam, by Shemus of Hashem, says b'kedusha v'taira. Right? There's an idea of Kedusha and Taira. Kedusha and Taira, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which is not like the Girs of the Mesillas Yesharim. It says that Taira is mevili de Kedusha. This is not the Girs of the Mesillas Yesharim in the Gemara. However, the Girs of the Maharal and others, is Taira brings to Kedusha. Something called Tahara. What is Taira? And if we find out what Taira is, we'll understand how we can become Kedushim. Lamaisa, Taira was something that we used to be a long time ago. The Gemara in Nida, on Daf Lamed Aleph, says that there's a Shvua, that an Uber, before he comes to the world, he's in Himmel and he's taking a Shvua, Mashbiyin Oisai, Tihi Tzadik Va'al Tihi Rasha. You should become a tzaddik, not a rasha. Ba'afilu kol ha'olam kulam omrim l'cha ata tzaddik hayu be'enecha rasha ve'hevi yodeya. Now we tell him, this is the less famous part of the Gemara. She'ha'kadosh baruch hu tahor. You should know Hashem is tahor. Hashem is clean. U'mesharts of taharim. And the mesharts of Hashem are tahor, are clean. V'neshama she'nesat b'cha tahirihi. And the neshama that you got originally is tahor, is clean. If you keep this thing clean, this neshama, mutav. Good. If not, it's not worth anything. The whole goal of life is preserving this cleanliness, being clean. When somebody is clean, says the Maharal in Nesiv Aprishus, he says, Taira mevili de kedusha. Taira misalekes minashama kol tiyuv shel tuma. Taira gets rid of somebody who's trying to be clean, away from things. It gets rid of all the tuma, all the disgusting things. Then the kedusha comes lamala min aguf. Then Hashem puts kedusha on that person. Hashem looks, who do I make an elevated person? Only someone who cleans up his act. If we're clean, then we get kedusha. First there's taira, and then there's kedusha. But it has to come in that order. Hagoyim Rav Moshe Shapiro Shlita said that the word tahara comes from the same word toyar and tsoyhar. Tsoyhar, like there was a window, a skylight. Or shraga b'tira b'mahani, like the midday. Bright, shining through. Something that can shine through. Versus tuma. The word tuma means tam, which is stopped up. If a person has tahara, is clean, kept himself rain. Didn't do anything positive, just watched his cleanliness, just stayed clean. He didn't do amazing things, he didn't save, chop wood for old ladies in the forest, and he didn't, you know, save a yeshiva from going bankrupt, v'chule, v'chule. He just stayed clean. He has a tremendous mitzias of kedusha that goes on him. He's somebody who's shayach to high madregas. The sky is literally the limit for such a person. So now, let's try to understand what this is. Somebody who keeps clean. How do we do this? We have to try. Habo l'taher misayinaisai. The Gemara doesn't say somebody who does tshuva gets help. Somebody who tries to come clean. And this is a major mistake that so many people make about these inyanim of Kedusha. They don't know how to come clean. They work on it on this way and that way, this and that, Shmir Sinayim and that and that. They don't know how to come clean, and there's a tremendous difference. There's no hatzlacha in these areas at all, except for something called taira, coming clean. And we'll explain Bezus Hashem. And if a person is bal l'tayr, he'll get help from Hashem. Even though it's impossible to look down in Manhattan, Hashem will protect you if you're a bal l'tayr. So what's the eitzah? A guy wants to stay clean. So what should he do? If you go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you know what he'll tell you? He tells this to many people. I have problems with your hurim. You know what Rav Chaim says? Get married. Get married. Not a bad eitzah. Doesn't need me, it's the Gadol Hador. But Rav Chaim, who's Kulei Torah, is coming from a Gemara. The Gemara in Yuma, on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, says, Yiras Hashem, he tahoira oimedis la'ad. Yiras Hashem, that's tahoira, is oimedis la'ad. What is pure? Taira dik yiras shamayim. Omer Rav Chanina, someone who learns Torah and is clean. Mahi, what is that? Noisei isha v'acher kach loimei Torah. He gets married first and then he learns. Says Rashi, why is he clean if he gets married first and then learns Torah? He's saved from hirhur avera. He's saved from hirhurim. Wonderful. So now I should get sued by the Rosh Yeshiva. Everyone's going to go out, find their shiduchim, and shalom al Yisrael. Right? Not so fast. Not so fast. It would be very scary. Very, very scary if we would use this Gemara lahalacha. And the problem is, people come to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and they say the following words. I have a problem with your hurim. And Rav Chaim says, it's a beferish Rashi. Get married. However, there's something more. The Gemara here in Rashi says, Hirhurim are things that are caused biologically. Biologically. Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes, it's brought in Eitz Chaim in the back of the brown Nefesh HaChaims. He says, people who are worried about a machshava ra, gama tanoim lo nitzalu mezeh. Even tanoim had these thoughts. Fleeting thoughts. As it says, Mefurish in the Gemara and Baba Basra, gimel dvarim eid adam nitzal mehem, b'chol yom. There are three things that a person can't get out of every day. One of them is Yerhurim. And the Isser of Lo Sosuru Achrei Levavchem Achrei Nechem is not having a fleeting thought. That's called being human. It's called building the thought. Anytime you take a thought and say, hi thought, I like you, and you build it, and this, and this, and you don't try to knock it out of the park, then that's the Avera called Lo Sosuru. However, like the Baal HaTanya said, even if a person has millions of bad thoughts daily, if they're trying to kick them out, they're good. Okay? So now, says the Gemara here, if your only problem is your hurim, which means you're a bachar, and that's all you are is a bachar. So then, the perfect way to stay clean is to get married. However, unfortunately, this Gemara is only partially relevant to us, because our problem is not your hurim. If our problem was biological your hurim, then everyone at 18 should get married. But our problem is that we're not clean, not just because of our biological reason, but we're attached to Tumah. We're shayach to inyanim. In these areas, we've attached ourselves to things that have no shaychus with the normal, healthy taiva that will help bring into the world beautiful children. We've attached ourselves to arayas in all different forms. Forms of music, forms of nibble peh, forms of seeing things that we shouldn't be seeing. All of these things created new attachments. And we're going to try to find out what happens when you get married with these attachments. If marriage really helps you, unfortunately, there's a scary end. We'll see in a sec. MS, this idea of not being mitire ourselves, right? What's the perfect example of being mitire yourself? A mikvah, right? That's what we all think of a mikvah. Says the Gemara in Tainus, and this perish is based on the Shari Tshuva of this Gemara. Rashi has a different mahala. Somebody comes. Amar Avada Barava. Tessayin Amar Aleph. Adam Sheyesh Biyadu Avera. A person has an Avera umisvada and he does vidui. Ve'eno chozerba. And he doesn't stop doing the Avera. Lemahu Doima. What's he similar to? He feels bad for an Avera, says Rabbeinu Yaina. He has total charata. He feels terrible about it. And he's misvada on this Avera. But he doesn't change his ways. He doesn't have a chazara from his actions, a Kabbalah la'asid. Doima lo'adam shetoife sheretz. He's like somebody who's taking a sheretz, which is a davar metame. It's a davar metame, an avatoma. And he's going into a mikvah. He's toifes a sheretz biyado shafilu tovel bechol meimah shiva oilam. Even if he tries to clean himself, bikdusha, mitaira, from every single mikvah in the veldt, kol meimah sa oilam, lo also lo tfila. It doesn't help. We know this. You think Chazal just needed to tell you that? Isn't that obvious? Isn't that obvious? It's not obvious. It's not obvious. Kimat. All of our situations are like this, that we didn't come clean from the inyan. We didn't come clean from the sugya. We're still holding a sheretz. We've only dealt with one teeny part of it. Or maybe we just feel bad that we're so stuck in it. But we never came clean, and there's absolutely no tara. The person is totally in a cesspool. He's totally in a situation where he's down in the worst places because he never totally came clean. There's no tshuva on such a thing unless he's totally mitire himself, unless he's totally cleaning himself. When people don't clean themselves, freak things happen. I'll give you a mashal. There was someone once named Shabtai Tzvi. Okay, he was one of the greatest villains of Klal Yisrael's history. But he wasn't just a simple villain. He was a big yodea. The Taz had to see Mativ Adam Zu. Who was he? He shook the whole world. He knew a Velt. He was a very powerful man. He was a false Mashiach. And they wanted to know what he was. And it was a very dangerous man. How does somebody become like this? The Ma'or V'Shemesh. And this is brought, the Mekubalim have this. They hold this very tight to them. The Ma'or V'Shemesh said, you know what his problem was? He learned Kabbalah. And he was a very big Mekubal. But he learned it without going to the mikvah. There's an idea of Baal Keri, right? This is not officially lahalacha. Officially lahalacha, we paskin a Baal Keri does not have to be tevil for his learning. However, Rav Chaim Vital writes that if you learn Kabbalah, you must be tevil. It's one of the tznoyim that he has for learning Limud Kabbalah, written in the beginning of Eitz Chaim, that if a person is not makbid on Tfilas Ezra, they can't learn Kabbalah. And what happened to this man? He became a freak. When you try to enter Kedusha with Tuma, crazy things happen. Because Torah is meant to be Bikdusha Vitaira. When someone doesn't make this move to clean themselves, then everything they do is Ma'urav with Tuma and Taira. Tuma and Kedusha. It's one big chalent. Everything can get crazy and strange. Rav Aaron HaGadol Mikarlin Zatzal had a famous line. He said, Atzlus is not an Avera. Sadness is not an Avera, but it does more damage than all the Averas. Mikvah is not a mitzvah, but it does more than all the mitzvahs. Now, you guys know I'm not Hasidish. I'm usually quoting Gruz. But there's something very deep over here that doesn't have to do with going to a mikvah alone. He says that if somebody would be matire themselves, a mikvah is a makom of tyra, then, of course, we hold, like the Mesilas Yesharim, that a person only comes close to Hashem through Torah and mitzvahs. But if a person would be clean, you know what his mitzvahs would be. If he would be menakeh himself from all of these tumas, enter a mikvah, and it only comes with a real commitment of getting clean, of saying, I'm doing the whole thing. I'm doing the whole thing. What? That's extreme. They tell you that you have to go step by step. What's Rabbi Stark saying? He's lost his mind. That's not true. When you're addicted to drugs, they don't tell you to go step by step. You know what they do? They drop you in a room and go, The guy bangs his head on the floor. He's banging, "Mommy, let me give me money for drugs." No, no, no. And the mother's sitting on the other side crying. All these images, you guys probably know better than me. No offense. But what's the Yisoid HaDvarim is that over here, every one of these things, someone who's on cocaine, there's no such thing as jumping steps in Tumah. That's only, and I was asked a lot, spoke to big people about this. Big people, because this was something that bothered me for a while. Skipping steps is only for Madregas that's a problem. You don't skip steps. But when it comes to Tumah, every time you enter Tumah, it sucks you back in. If you try to just do a little bit of Tumah on Tuesdays, then on Tuesday, it brings you back in. Of course there are pitfalls, but if someone has the attitude that they're going to go step by step, guess what? Every Tuesday will turn into a Thursday, and every Thursday will turn into a Friday, and every Friday will turn into a Wednesday, until his life is entirely Tumah back again. And a person has to be maskin, to be menachem himself, to be metar himself from all these influences. Says the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Mikvos, he's talking about the concept of a mikvah. He says, even though a mikvah is a gzeres hakasav, but he says that the mikvah is an idea, just like when someone comes into a mikvah, they decide to become tar. He says, so too, hamachavim liboy litayer nafshay mitumas anafashis, shehein machshavos ha'oven v'deus ro'os. Someone wants to clean themselves of all of the terrible corruption that they've been exposed to. Clean themselves. Like when you go in the shower, right? When you go in the shower, you don't leave a spot. Last time I checked, right? We don't leave spots. See, ooh, maybe something will grow over here if I leave something. Chas v'shalom. The Rambam says you have a part of the mikvah of Tyra is to be maskim, to take all of this stuff and get it out of your system. To be clean. And that's the only way. Every other way is called toivel v'sheretz biyadai. Somebody who's being Tyvel and he's pretty good. He doesn't have a weasel over here, not a weasel over there. He just has a weasel in this hand. But boy, is he holding on to that weasel. He's got it biyado, Rabosai. Chazal know exactly what they're saying over here. He's going in there with this weasel biyado. He's holding on tight. It won't work. Nothing will work for such a person. And it's very scary to me, Rabosai, what's happening because of these freaks. These Shabtai Tzvi type situations of trying to do Kedusha at the same time. People are trying to get both, and I've stopped falling for it. A Bacher came over to me and said he wants to work on Shmir Sinai. Very nice, Shmir Sinai. But you know what? I'm less Tmimistic now than I was. That's just what happened to me. So instead of saying, we have to go, you know, stay in the base medrash, and when we go, we should have something in mind. Nice. Say, what television shows do you watch? Oh, well, I watch this. But they're all thrillers. All thrillers, very interesting. Yeah, and when there's an inappropriate scene, I go like this. Wow, you have your own rating system. That's Kavaldic. Unbelievable. Such a person is fighting the wrong battle. He's going into a mikvah with a Sheretz Biyado. Don't bother going to Shmir Sinai. Take the night off. Don't go to a Shmir Sinai drasha. Toivo v'Sheretz Biyadai. What is this? According to Chazal, every moment of that, it's educational. It reminds me of doctors. Rabbi, you know, you don't understand. It's totally bringing you in. It's totally shayach. It reminds me exactly, one time when I was a bachur, I went skiing in Colorado with someone who I thought was from. He was a parent I thought he was from. And we should have done better research. We got there, he orders the vegetarian meal on the plane. Fine. So I'm like this. I'm looking, it's vegetarian meal, like cheese all over it. I don't know much at that point, but I'm like, wait, don't we get the kosher meal? He's like, yeah, I got you that. I get the vegetarian meal. Okay. I'm like, but is that cheese kosher? He's like, I'll eat around it. Ah. Sounds ridiculous. Do you know that that's exactly what we do? We're eating around everything. Eating around everything. Rachmana Litzlan. We're in the middle of the Tumah. You know how much Tumah there is in watching a television show? Much worse than seeing something inappropriate. You're totally entering a world of Tumah. Totally. Totally. But now you have Shmira Sinai while you're doing it. Let's do an experiment. We'll take a guy, okay? Yeshiva Bacher, while he's sleeping, we'll put on soundproof earphones, if they have such a thing. They have such a thing? Fine. And then we're going to drop him in a club. a club at night. I don't know if you guys know what a club is. A club. We're going to drop in there. We're going to blindfold him. We're going to put, there's also a lot of vibrations there. So what we're going to do is put anti-vibration suit on him. Okay, and we're going to leave him there every night for 5 nights. And then we're going to take him back to yeshiva. When he will wake up, he won't even know he was there. Do you know what this person will become? He'll become a monster. Do you know what happened in Chernobyl after the nuclear reactor? That's what happened to this guy. He won't even know he was there. In the middle of morning seder, this poor guy who's the best guy in shir. There's tumah over there. There's real tumah. It's not shmiras seinayim. It's nikias. It's being clean. Rav Elchanan Wasserman, Zatzal, Zichar Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. I heard this from Rav Don Segel. He was going in Times Square. His head was totally down in the car. He was coming to raise money. And he said, he didn't know where he was. He said, where are we? Get us out of here. He was Margish the Tumah. The Baba Sali's son, Baba Meir, who was the father of Yibadol Lechayim Tovim Rav David Abu Chatzera, went once to the Baba Sali to meet him at the airport in Lod. Once. This is brought in the biography, Abir Yaakov. Once. And many years later, he had a whole entourage and all the hood and all the special, you know, Moroccan garb, everything. He didn't see anything. He said years later, I still didn't get the tumah off from the airport. I still didn't get it off. Now, I'm not saying that that's our madriga. I'm not saying you shouldn't go home on the airport. It might be a good idea. But to go to Geula on Erev Shabbos, you know how much tumah there is over there? I remember once I bought a table in Tel Aviv with my parents. It was supposed to be a good place to buy a table. We got a table. It's a nice table. The guys like how it folds, you know, that table in my house. Anyway, when we got into Tel Aviv, my body started feeling sick. There was no one on the street, but Toma, Rabosai, Toma. Vitaher libeinu, Vitaher libeinu la'avdecha be'emes. Real people are shayach to Tyra. Hashem, give me Tyra to be emesdik, to be shayach to emes. One of the bachrim who did a big job on himself, being mitire himself over the time he was here. He's now, Baruch Hashem, from the Chashuvim in Yerushalayim. And he said to me one time, he went somewhere recently, and on Shabbos, there was one of these people who came to the Suda, and he was like what we call a rabbi guy. A rabbi guy is not quite a rabbi. He's a rabbi, he sits at the table, and he starts impressing everybody with all the actors that he knows, and all the movies that he's heard about, and all the new dances and songs. And I remember, it's going to be hard for me to forget this. This bachur came to me, we were learning after Shabbos, and he said, I saw this man, and I said, oh my goodness, that could have been me. That could have been me. That's the product of Kedusha and Tumah. It's a joke. It's a joke of an existence. And the question is, when a person gets married like this, they become a joke. They become a joke. And there are people around us, we can look at what they do, and we'll see the joke. Sheitlach. Sheitlach are meant for tznius, okay? They're meant for tznius. That's if you're kadosh and tahor. But if you're tame and kadosh, the sheitel is the opportunity to make your wife look like a California girl. Ruchi just had this boring brown hair, and now all of a sudden she's got a sheitel sweeping the floor, blonde. She's not Ruchi, she's Rochelle. She's not Malky, she's Megan. Not Bracha, she's Bubbles. Rabosai, these women are walking the streets of Yerushalayim, and they're not embarrassed. They look like total idiots. They look like they're wearing a Purim costume. They look like a Mises Nuss, Mamish. And every time I see one of these women, I say, I didn't realize how twisted this husband was. Because there's no way a Bas Yisrael would want to look like this unless her and her husband watch movies at night. He goes to Seder for his big honeymoon to Eretz Yisrael. He comes here to Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh nonetheless. The place of Kedusha. How does he celebrate his honeymoon? By taking out an M16 on Yerushalayim. I'm here, Yerushalayim! He comes. He learns whenever he gets here. His wife covers all the sitcoms that she misses. Fine, she comes. She's doing hachanas for him to come home. And then they watch movies together. And then he comes back to Seder. And then she does more hachanas with all of her sitcoms. Then he comes back, they watch movies together. This is Kedusha V'Tayra Tether. Why bother? Why bother? Fakert, it's wrong. Get out of here. I don't want to sound like, you know, new presidential candidate Donald Trump with immigrants, but Rabosai, I have a plan. This is going to get me on the cover of Mishmacha. Let's just take Boca Raton, Florida, where there are elderly people there. We'll make a colony for these newlyweds. We'll get a good-looking young rabbi. They'll get like 30-inch televisions in their... Let them be happy. But why are they doing this? They're coming to be metame. They're not gaining. Somebody who's coming not to be metare himself, he's being metame the kedusha of himself, metame the kedusha of Yerushalayim, Rachmana Litzlan. Shabbos Kodesh. I never saw such hachanas for some of these people who never work these things out as Bachram. They're so interested in preparing for Shabbos on Sunday. I'm making a meal. All these guys, I'm making a meal. Wow, it's unbelievable. It's like Hillel and Shammai. Lechavet Shabbos Kodesh. Hayom Yom Rishon LeShabbos. You know why they're so excited? Because they got a new bottle. Their wife has a new sheitel. Life is good. They come to my house, not for Yom Zeh Mechubad, but for me Mechubad, to show who I am. Rabosai, last week someone came to my home, true story, and they gave me a $5,000 bottle of whiskey for the Suda. They asked for it back afterwards, but I didn't know that. So during the Suda, this never happened to me before. Like, first of all, what do you say when you're drinking this thing? I'll teach you. You go like this. Smooth. That's what you do. You just say smooth and you're good. I don't know how to... And then he started drinking more and I was upset. I'm like, hey, you just took $200 from me. I didn't know he was going to take it back. But Lamaisa, this is what it's about. This is what it's about. Kavod. This is Shabbos, the Kavod Shabbos that we have a Shaychus to. Rachmana Litzlan. And the Shaila is, are we in a yeshiva? We are. You know why I know we're in yeshiva? Maybe we're in a Chabad house. Or a kiryat of a college campus. Maybe we are. There's only one reason why this yeshiva is called a yeshiva. Because we have no iPhones in this yeshiva. You know why? Everywhere else that has iPhones is just a Chabad house. Or a college campus kiryat. Why? Because it's Tumah and Kedusha together. We are rain. Everyone who came to this yeshiva came as a balatar. They had choices. And we've made this place clean in order that we could become clean. Every person who decides to come to this yeshiva has a din of a bal taher. He's somebody who wants to stay clean. And yiras Hashem tahoiro medis la'ad, a person who gets married after a hakbada on staying clean from these things, on staying away from this music, staying away from Nibble Pet, which are all sugyas we're going to be tackling, the Ezra Hashem, B'siyata D'Shmaya, B'li Neder. Staying away from Inyanim of Shmiras HaBris, working in all these areas. Be'ezus Hashem, we should all be Zeicha to be Abba, Litar, and Messiah.